When a prosecutor announced charges against Baltimore cops, she responded to protesters who said, "No justice, no peace." She said she needed peace while she sought justice. Baltimore's peace is being maintained, but it's not easy, as the sound of a single gunshot demonstrated yesterday. Here's NPR's Hansi Lo Wang.
Police resurrected a wall of riot shields at the center of Baltimore's protests.
Hey, yo! Y'all shot my brother?
Eventually, a protester cut through the people gathered there trying to figure out what happened. The rumor was that the Baltimore police had shot a young black man. You're about to get sprayed, one officer warned as the protesters edged closer. They slowly backed down after police handcuffed one of them.
Listen, real quickly, we had an incident up here at Penn and North, unfortunately.
Lieutenant Colonel Melvin Russell later told reporters that the incident involved a man police found with a revolver.
Police come in, a very short brief, foot pursuit. He pulls the handgun or attempts to pull it out. There's a sound of a discharging, the sound of a weapon discharging. The police never discharged any weapons.
Russell emphasized that the man was not injured and there were no gunshot wounds. But many of the protesters said after the Freddie Gray case, they didn't believe it.
They're trying to cover for themselves once again. They tried to cover the first time, but we got a good outcome on that. Now what's going to be the outcome of this here?
Aishina Kinkwadzi stood near a pharmacy that burned a week ago. With the way tensions are quick to flare up in this city, Kinkwadzi says she can't stand it much longer.
I'm about to leave Baltimore, and this is a nice city.
You want to move?
Yes, sir, I do.
It's really getting bad, you know. I just see police walking off the job. I mean, it's, you know, it isn't worth it. It isn't worth it anymore.
Jeff McLeese left the Baltimore City Police Department in the 1980s. He served for 2 years. His father was on the force for more than 30. To rebuild the relationship between the police and community, he says body cameras could be a good start.
If you could prove or disprove every incident, do you think the trust would come back?
That's not easy to answer for Baltimore resident Roy Goodridge.
Trust is not something that you can gain overnight in any incident. So who knows how long it'll take, if it'll ever happen.
Goodridge lives a few blocks away from where the demonstrations have been taking place. He's been seeing more traffic around his neighborhood these past few days. But hearing that police are saying one thing and people are believing another, that, he says,
that's not new. No, not at all. Been going on for forever. Here, I don't know about in other places, but been going on forever here.
In Baltimore, he says, it's normal. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, Baltimore.